the International Olympic Committee is accepting more and more sports into the and branding them Olympic sports in order to attract wider range of population, for example, younger population. Of course, that basically results then in more contracts for television broadcasts and things. Do you think that the International Olympic Committee is playing a wrong role here, maybe a dirty role?
I think that what the International Olympic Committee, because of the increasing role of corporations and the increasing role of broadcasters in the Olympics, is they have become their primary concern now is maximizing viewers and maximizing ad revenues, because that is what the Olympics has become about. The Olympics is about money, and money for sponsors and money for developers. So I think it's natural that you're moving further and further away from the ideals of the Olympics as money pervades it more and more. So of course they want to maximize profit. They're you know, the corporations involved have to maximize profit, and they're not doing this because they love the Olympics or they love competition. They're doing this to increase their profits. So I think those two things can't be separated, and as they get more and more entwined, you see that the IOC, you know, the IOC has had all kinds of problems with corruption related to bids. It's all part of the fact that this has become a massive corporate spectacle.
They actually do love competition, but a market competition rather than a sports competition.
True enough, yeah.
I've seen in Slovenia there are billboards posted during the Olympics for billboards for McDonald's. And on the billboard there is a man who is holding a hamburger where athletes hold their medals. And it's basically the same color, like bronze or gold. It seems strange that McDonald's would try to impose itself as a brand that promotes a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, right? The corporations that are sponsoring have practically nothing to do with games. And in the cases of things like Coke and McDonald's, which are contributors to the obesity crisis, you know, are trying to connect themselves and trying to not hide what they're doing, but just give people that connection between McDonald's and health, you know, which is obviously a total joke. I don't imagine that any of the athletes competing in the Olympics had a single McDonald's meal in the lead up to their events, for obvious reasons. It's just not healthy food.